Hi, everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles Live on a snowy Tuesday here in South Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro joined by ESPN NFL Insider and our good buddy Adam Kaplan. And I'm smiling ear to ear and have been since last night. The Dallas Cowboys getting ripped to shreds at Soldier Field by the Chicago Bears, 45-28. Let's begin our show right here, Adam Kaplan. This two-team race in the NFC East, and the Cowboys looked awful last night.
They did. I happened to watch the most of that game, and it was incredible how the Dallas Cowboy defense, Dave, could not get off the field. Monty Kiffin, their D coordinator, the guy for so many years, did a great job with the Bucs. Struggling here with the Cowboys. Lots of injuries. Sean Lee got hurt, yeah. And they don't tackle very well, and they don't cover at all, and their pass rush was terrible.
But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, yes. How was the play?
It was bad. They're bad. Yeah. They're a bad team right now, but the Eagles now have that game advantage. But remember, Dallas has some other advantages, so this thing isn't finished. We're now in week 15. This is an interesting playoff race, especially in the NFC. Lots going on.
Yeah, the Cowboys 7-6, the Eagles 8-5 in sole possession of first place in the NFC East. This late in the season, for the first time since 2010, we take a look at the NFC standings. Obviously, the Eagles going to Minnesota this weekend, tough game there. And the Cowboys hosting the Green Bay Packers. Perhaps we'll find out on Wednesday about Aaron Rodgers and his chances of playing. I got to believe if there's any chance at all, given that NFC North bunch at the top, yep, the Packers will get Rodgers back on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, Dave, though, with the wild card now, San Francisco, Carolina. The Eagles are only a game back for that. That's a good thing for the wild card, because remember, we said a couple weeks ago, probably no chance. They've got a chance.
And so, Adam, if the Eagles were to be tied with the Panthers or the Niners, what's the order of tiebreak?
We have to go through head-to-head, then division record, then conference record.
So Eagles have not played the Panthers, have not played the 49ers. Then it would be conference record would be the next criteria.
Right, then you've got common opponents. You keep going down the list. But we're a little bit away from that. But the bottom line is, the Eagles can control their own destiny. No question about that.
The Eagles do control
their
own destiny.
They do, yes.
And have controlled their own destiny.
But Dallas losing really helped them.
Yeah. Do the Cowboys rebound from this just tearing apart of their defense? I mean, it's not the first time. It's been all season long. This defense has been awful.
Yeah, and the one thing they've been able to count on for the most part is their offense. But now their defense cannot keep them in games. And now you feel that any team that's got a credible quarterback can really tear them apart. Josh McCown, who's going to be a coach next season, Dave, if he retires, he should play a couple more years.
Yeah.
He's playing great football. He's been tremendous lately.
And the Bears, of course, come to Lincoln Financial Field in two Sundays. A critical, critical game for the Eagles. First thing first, though, it's obviously the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. So let's get you caught up with today's headlines. We've already heard from the coordinators, and we'll get to them in just a bit here. LeSean McCoy off that 217-yard two-touchdown performance, nominated for the FedEx Ground Award. That's the NFL Ground Award. That is an NFL award. So vote for him on NFL.com. Seems to me to be a no-brainer. Eagles offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur praising tight end Brent Celek, not only for his play in the passing game, but just doing an outstanding job, Adam. Blocking in line really has been critical for this Eagles running game. Eagles focusing on the 3-9-1 Vikings, and along with that, we wonder about Adrian Peterson. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. Will he play? Well, yesterday at this time, we kind of thought he might. Now a report on ESPN suggesting that he'll be in a walking boot all week and that he's unlikely to play this week, so we'll discuss that. But really a scary sight, and we don't like to see players get hurt, and certainly no one has conducted himself with more class, more dignity than the great Adrian Peterson. Stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com after practice today at about 1:30, 1:20. Nick Foles, Eagles quarterback, meets the media along with wide receiver DeSean Jackson. And then earlier today, the announcement came. The Eagles center Jason Kelce, the 2013 recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award, that honors those NFL players who exemplify commitment to the principles of sportsmanship and courage. They're selected in a vote by the teammates for team effort as well as individual performance. And obviously Kelce coming up after that injury last year. We take a look at some of the recent award winners: Cole Anderson, Mike Patterson, Jason Avant, Michael Vick, John Dorenbos, Monte Rager, Jerome McDougal, not only for what they've done on the field, but what they've done off the field. And the Ed Block Courage Award, Adam, is an extremely prestigious award in the NFL community, in the locker room, and throughout all 32 teams.
Right. Every team has one. It's usually someone who's overcome some kind of issue, and then also what they've done in the community. And Jason Kelce is a guy that's come back from a devastating injury, and he's also a guy that has been great for the locker room, and he's all around great guy, and also one of the best Eagle picks in the draft in recent years. He's been way better than anyone thought. And if you remember, back at that combine, he weighed in at 280 pounds, and people were thinking, would this guy get drafted because of the appendix issue? But this guy's overcome a lot, and he's done a great job.
Yeah, and the Ed Block Courage Award Foundation is one that is directed toward abused children, neglected children. It's based in Baltimore. It's the 35th year of the Ed Block Courage Award Foundation, and the award ceremony held in March. We will cover that, of course, when Jason Kelce is honored. When we return to Eagles Live, Adam and I will get things going here. We'll wrap up the win over Detroit, which 2 days later, still extraordinary. And then we'll flip the page here and talk about the Minnesota Vikings in depth. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. He's Adam Kaplan. We're coming right back.
Have you started shopping?
Just waiting for inspiration to strike. And there it is. Done.
Genius.
Give the gift of Dunkin' Coffee. Get 3 pounds for $19.99. Only at Dunkin' Restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 max 6 chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big 4s, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Nice sweater.
Thank you.
Festive.
You know it. Hey.
Wow.
I know, right?
Knitted it myself.
Get in the spirit with Dunkin's new Red Velvet Latte. Pick up any medium latte for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
I'm Chip Kelly, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Happy holidays to all you Eagles fans out there.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan, Eagles Live, the name of the show here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're live all the way through Thursday at noon. And tomorrow we'll have our exclusive one-on-one with Chip Kelly, which is always interesting. I find the head coach of this team absolutely fascinating.
I watch it every week, Dave.
Thank you, Adam.
Enjoy it.
You're a good guy. Thanks for saying that. Detroit, tremendous job by Chip Kelly and the coaching staff making adjustments. Adam, it did not look good in the first half for this football team offensively. Boy, do they turn it around in the second half.
Yeah, in fact, that was the thing. I thought the first half, the offense especially, the defense held its own, but offensively they couldn't get anything going. I didn't think they adjusted, quite frankly, to the weather very well. Something happened at halftime, and halftime adjustments, Dave, are so overrated. This is one where you could clearly see it.
But
the change in the run game, there's no question about it.
But if halftime adjustments are overrated, do you think in-game adjustments are overrated?
No, but I think they did both. But the bottom line is there was no question. Something happened in the third quarter with the run game.
Was it as simple as putting Nick Foles under center?
I think that was part of it. And why the Lions didn't do that, I have no idea with all those fumbles. Listen, coaching is so big. How many times have we talked about that on this show years?
I've said this, Adam, and I don't think it's quite this simple, but the NFL is about coaching and quarterbacks. And the Eagles have gotten the quarterback here to play great football, and then it comes down to coaching. They're all great
athletes.
They're all great players.
Exactly.
It's putting – I mean, I hate to say the old Andy Reid line, but it is putting players in the right position to make plays.
I guarantee you, if you talk to the personnel guys upstairs, when they watch that tape, yes, Foles is playing well, but the play calling and they're calling plays that help the quarterback. That's coaching.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And one player who's done it with two coaching staffs here who seems to be just able to do it no matter who's calling whatever play. LeSean McCoy on his way to the greatest season in Eagles history here after the greatest game in Eagles history. 217 yards, 29 carries, two touchdowns. Adam Kaplan, he was awesome. And you tell me, is he the best running back in the NFL right now?
Well, the other great running back who the Eagles will face is hurt. Adrian Peterson, we'll get to him later. But the bottom line is this guy, first of all, we talked about being able to change on a dime. I could not believe what he was doing in the snow. And it worked because the coaches figured the footing was bad for the defenders. And it was obvious. When you're watching here, they couldn't move.
Yeah.
They couldn't move laterally. It was incredible. And then, of course, some moves like that and breaking through tackles because the defenders could not get a good enough footing to strike.
Yeah.
And it was great. And talk about downhill, man. He was awesome.
Haven't really, you really felt was. As you watch, he is now not far away from the all-time Eagles record, Wilbur Montgomery, 1,512 yards. So LeSean McCoy has three games to get a couple of hundred yards. And if he stays on his pace, he's going to have just a remarkable season. But that LeSean, he's getting stronger. He's not wearing down. He's had a lot of touches. But it doesn't seem to affect him at all. And kind of, we've talked a little bit about this off the air. The whole sports science that's going on here, the players feel fresh. They feel great. They feel strong. And you see it in a player. LeSean McCoy is supposed to be getting tired. His legs are supposed to be wearing down.
Wow. Yeah, great visual. Now, we would be neglecting the other two backs as well here. So we need to talk about it. Bryce Brown looked good. Chris Polk looked good. But 25 is awesome. Yeah. I mean, he is playing at a level that you rarely see the National Football League. And as you said, and it's a great point, he's not wearing down at all.
Yeah.
And I think it helps, though, they do sub him a couple times a game to help keep him fresh because and sometimes he goes, hey, get me.
Yeah, and we know that weather will not be a factor in this game in Minnesota.
No,
it will not be a factor in the finale in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the December 22nd game against the Bears, who knows what the weather will be like.
Right.
But, you know, you're looking at a team that has the ability to run the football down the stretch. And I can't remember an Eagles team in a playoff situation with this kind of confidence running the football.
And remember this. This is the biggest difference between the previous regime and this one. This is a run-based offense. It's not about the quarterback playing well. Everything is set up with a run. And as Chip talked about it, the ability to throw the ball downfield helps set up the run game, especially in that bad weather last week. But when you can run the football in bad weather, you have a chance to get against anyone. And don't forget, the two tackles they played last week, the best of the National Football League.
The Eagles' offense here in this five-game winning streak just been very protective of the football, really, all season. They've been so protective. Look at these numbers. The Eagles have committed just 16 turnovers this season compared to 29 through 13 games last year. And then the Eagles' eight wins, they're plus 15 in turnover margin and minus 6 in the five losses.
It really tells
you everything.
Yeah.
Eagles plus 10 in this five-game winning streak and have committed just two giveaways, Adam. That speaks to excellent coaching. That speaks to discipline. That speaks to being football smart, which obviously Nick Foles has been.
No question. And remember the previous two seasons, 75 turnovers in 32 games.
And how many in the red zone? I mean, 45 of them in the red zone.
It's incredible. And Foles is a great quarterback of the red zone. He's had one fumble now and one interception. And it's amazing what he's been able to do here. But again, this is a young quarterback. He's got to continue to play well over these final three games. That'll go a long way. But we didn't mention the defense. They're also doing a great job. And the special teams, I know people are upset about the returns. I think weather had a lot to do with it, getting footing downfield. But the bottom line is, great performance last week. They turned the page this week to Minnesota. And this is let me tell you something. I believe this is the type of team, this Eagles team, that will take advantage of the opportunity they're going to be given this week against a beat-up Minnesota team. In previous years, I don't think they take advantage of it.
All right, Chip Kelly has talked about this, working with the personnel that he has, expanding the playbook, an equal opportunity offense. Well, whether the Eagles are in shotgun or whether they're under center, as Chip Kelly sees it, the offense goes and goes and scores points.
We're a lot more underneath the center than we normally are, but you know, we just felt like that was a situation. The one shotgun snap early in the second quarter that came flying back, probably a little hot. Nick didn't handle it real well. That was the biggest concern for us. We're under center every day, and we're under center in every game. So I don't have a percentage, but, I mean, that wasn't a big deal for us. That wasn't like, oh, my God, we got to take a center quarterback exchange. We do it all the time. We run a lot of plays from under. So we can run our entire offense from there. So
we've talked about the Eagles and the defense here. The run game is so solid. They are controlling the clock when they need to, and 28 points in the fourth quarter, absolutely terrific. So really looks good for Philadelphia after 13 games, Adam. But we also know that there's a lot more to it than just resting on your laurels, as Nick Foles rolls right, if you want to call that rolling right, and throws the touchdown pass to it, when you look at the, when you look
at the
video.
I can't see enough of that. I'm sorry.
I know. When you look at it, you're like, it was extraordinary.
The Riley Cooper catch. We didn't even talk about that. One of the best catches I've ever seen. And it, first of all, just to be able to turn around and it was in his hands. I don't know how he did it. We were watching the press box. I couldn't wait to see the replay. Something I'll never forget, that catch.
Yeah. It was a great. It was just a memorable Sunday. And the Eagles defense really deserves a lot of credit here, taking the football away, limiting Calvin Johnson. And while you don't necessarily take a lot from the film, Adam, you certainly see the effort, the discipline, and a lot of confidence on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and one thing that I've noticed about, let's say the run defense doesn't start off well. They didn't against Joique Bell. Joique Bell actually had some good runs. They seem to adjust. Maybe it's the coaching, maybe whatever it is. They seem to wrap up better, and they close them down. It seems to be every game they give up three or four runs early, and they shut them down. They did a great job after all. Again, under 100 yards.
Yeah, 228 total yards for the Detroit Lions, and that is an out. Now, I know the elements were terrible, but that is a great offense. That was the number two offense coming in the league, coming into Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday.
One thing I want to mention, which we didn't mention, penalties, Dave. Oh, I don't know how they only had one. No false starts.
Right.
The conditions almost impossible. The Lions didn't handle it well. Nine penalties. Eagles only had one. It's a great job.
We will not see snow again on Sunday, that's for sure, in Minnesota.
Would be correct.
And we will
not be getting there, though.
We will not see special teams give up two returns, although the Vikings, and we'll talk about it later, have a tremendous kickoff return man, Cordarrelle Patterson, the first-round draft pick. But they did give up two kick returns for a touchdown, one on kickoff, one in the punt game. Is this a concern? What is the message from Dave Phipp to his special teams cover groups?
Well, the good thing is you take the tape and you see what happened. Was it just, you know, was the punt too far down? Could the coverage not get down there? The key for this coverage this year is that they always get down there. They're there waiting. I think it's weather related. I was able to watch a couple of those plays on tape. I think it was just weather. I don't think there's anything alarming here, because when they had issues earlier, Dave, in the season, they were able to correct him the next week. You didn't see him for several weeks. So I think it'll be fine.
All right. You ready to close the book on
Detroit? Let's go to Minnesota.
All right. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. They are the next opponent. They are what matter for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to go in-depth with them. And Adam's going to give us the very latest on the Vikings' extensive injury situation when we return to Eagles Live in just one moment.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Dude, it's huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
All right, we are back. Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. Eagles have three games remaining, so let's take a look at the remainder of the Eagles' regular season schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. All right, Adam, you're up. You've gotten it wrong all year long. Keep it going. Eagles.
Sorry.
Eagles 8-5. What do they do on Sunday?
Win.
Eagles 9-5. What do they do against Chicago?
Win.
Eagles 10-5. What do they do against the Cowboys?
Win.
All of a sudden, it's win out, huh?
What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
It's what I see.
Okay. Well, what you see is what we hope to get.
Pretty
here.
Good team.
The Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. It's been a while since the Eagles played out in Minnesota. This is a football team that many expected, Adam, to contend for a playoff spot. Quarterback problems, some injury issues all around, and just some flat-out bad play. But they've also lost some close games here. Let's take a look at the Vikings, 3-9-1, fourth in the NFC North. We'll talk about Adrian Peterson, and he's having a great, great season, second in the league in rushing. Vikings quarterbacks, 14 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Not as much punch, Adam, from that defensive line.
No, but it always starts at quarterback, Dave. And the other problem, as you mentioned, defensive line. They're just not getting it done. They're not getting the explosive plays on defense, not getting the turnovers they've been hoping for. That man, 69, Jared Allen, is on the final year of his contract. He's looking to get a good deal. It's not going to be in Minnesota. It hasn't worked out for him. Kevin Williams is no longer the dominant D-tackle number 93 that he's been in the past. Brian Robinson still signed a contract extension, but he's a hustler. He's a very athletic DN. And Sharif Floyd, first-round pick from Philly, not getting it done.
Yeah, but they're still really big inside, and I would think that they might be a little bit difficult to run between the tackles against.
They were unbelievable last year against the run. Not great. Not great. And they're also not getting great linebacker play. They've had some changes. They've had too many injuries on defense. It's not happening. And again, it's not just one thing. As you know, Dave, when a team is not good, look at the injuries.
All right, let's go through these injuries one by one. Yep. Adrian Peterson, what do we know about him as we do this right now?
Sprain right foot. It's a midfoot sprain. No Liz Frank. Tests are clean. But the problem is they don't know when he's going to be ready to play. So we'll see. And it's backup, Dave. Toby Gerhardt is also hurt. But Adrian, you saw the play. Don't forget, he also has a groin injury that he's dealing with.
Now, what is Gerhardt's injury? What are his chances of playing? Is it something that will limit him at all on Sunday?
It's a hamstring strain. They're not going to know until they could see who practices. And don't forget, Dave, they do not have another running back on the active roster. They have to look to Joe Bainyard, their practice squad running back.
Okay. Xavier Rhodes, cornerback, ankle injury, critical.
Now, he was starting for Josh Robinson. Xavier Rhodes is the first-round pick, one of three of them. Rhodes got hurt in the game. They're not deep at corner. That's a problem.
All right, let's go to right guard Brandon Fusco.
Fusco hurt his knee in the game. He's their guard from Slippery Rock. They're not deep at guard. They can move a couple guys around, but that is a problem. He's another Wednesday injury. We'll find out about him.
And then John Carlson, a very good tight end. They've had some tight end problems. Kyle Rudolph, a young, ascending, really talented player on IR already. John Carlson suffers the concussion last week against Baltimore. And when you have a concussion, you have to go through the protocol to get cleared.
Yeah, a couple things here. Carlson is going through the protocol, and he had problems with his knee last year. He had an MCL sprain. So he is the starting tight end now for Rudolph, was put on IR yesterday. Now, when you look at John Carlson, Dave, he's an athletic tight end from Notre Dame who Mike Holmgren drafted, you remember, with the Seahawks. Good football player. But the bottom line is, Dave, if he can't play, they're in trouble because they're not really deep at tight end. But at running back, I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. Matt Asiata is that fullback running back guy. He's kind of athletic, but that's all they can do.
Well, future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson, the headliner here.
Yep.
We take a look at his numbers. He was leading the NFL in rushing prior to the injury early in that game against the Ravens. Just an awesome football player who everything in Minnesota revolves around number 28, Adam.
And that's how they made that playoff run last year, because you were talking about what's happened. He's the reason. And he's put the team on his back before, but he's had that groin injury. He's not getting those big-time explosive plays like he'd done in years past. It's because he's been hurt all season. And Toby Gerhardt, if he plays, is a power runner. He's kind of like Chris Polk, straight-head power runner, very decisive. He had a good game against the Ravens last week, but now he's hurt. So they're just devastated by injury. And Josh Freeman, his problem is he played against the Giants, as you see there, way too early. But Peterson he sets everything up. If he can't play, I don't know how they're going to score.
Well, what do the Vikings do at quarterback? Leslie Frazier has a choice. Does he stay with Matt Castle, who's been the quarterback with Christian Ponder, former first-round pick, out with an injury? Now Ponder's cleared to play. Castle certainly is not their future. Ponder, the team's 2011 first-round draft pick. What do you do at quarterback if you're Leslie Frazier?
No, it's a good question, and I know the personnel staff, they wanted Josh Freeman here, and Josh Freeman played way too early, so now he was the backup last week. Ponder now is cleared, but Castle played pretty well. He played well enough for them to win. Their defense could get the job done in the end. So it'll be interesting. I think we'll know Wednesday, because I think what will happen is, Dave, they're going to just give the guy who's healthiest right now is obviously Castle, who played well most of the snaps, we would think, but we're not going to know until tomorrow. So we got to see what happens.
Adam, there is another player to consider here. Another first round draft pick, Cordarrelle Patterson. He leads the league in kickoff return average, 33 yards per return. He's got two kickoff returns for touchdowns. He had the big play against Baltimore late in the game, taking a screen pass, going the distance. He is another big-time young threat at wide receiver who the Eagles certainly have to account for.
Yeah, and you like, Dave, that the Eagles now have played these big, tall receivers, 6'2", 6'3", and athletic. You like that. They know how to defend it. It's a thing that they've adjusted since that Denver game. They've kind of learned how to handle these players. And don't forget Greg Jennings, who lines up a lot in the slot. And then they bring in Jerome Simpson to play outside, who's a fast, athletic wide receiver the Eagles have faced before. He used to be with the Bengals. But that's it. And they got John Carlson. That's it. I mean, the Eagles kind of know what they're going to get. They're not going to be any secrets here. They've seen the tape.
What do we know about the Vikings' just defense from a scheme standpoint?
43.
Where do the Eagles go and attack the Vikings?
Yeah, they are a 43 defense. Jared Allen, when he's his best, he's very disruptive. They're pretty good at D-tackle. We've talked about Kevin Williams, Sharif Floyd, their first-round pick. Brian Robinson,
numbers, Adam, are not good.
No, he's falling off. And, again, this is for
not
Jared
him,
Allen.
For everybody.
Right.
Look at that. Those
right.
numbers are bad.
Terrible. They're secondary because they don't get a pass rush. It's awful. Chris Cook is a big, physical, fast corner. He's not having a great year. Their safety play, they lost Harrison Smith, their former first-round pick. He's out for the season on injured reserve. So they've had a lot of injury problems. Josh Robinson, we talked about earlier, is a corner. But Jared Allen has not gotten the job done. Not of a lot of explosive plays. They're not getting the turnover, the strip sacks that Jared Allen is famous for. He's not getting them. You see the turnover margin, -7. Can't have that.
Yeah. This is not the same Minnesota Vikings team.
No.
Are they a different team when they play in the dome?
It is loud. You've been there before. You know how loud it is. What happens is they get off those Adrian Peterson runs and the crowd gets into it. That I haven't been to Seattle. I know you have. I haven't been to Seattle. I think Seattle, Kansas City, Minnesota are the toughest places to play for the opponent. The thing is for the Eagles here, jump on them early. If they do, I think this will be a blowout. But they got to get up early.
All right. We can take some phone calls, 215-339-6709. We're taking your predictions, your thoughts. The Eagles in first place in the NFC East on December 10th. What does it mean to you? Let's go to Chicago and start with JR. JR, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm good. I'm great. Actually, Dallas's curse continues, and I cannot feel no better than that.
It is. Once I saw Tony Romo on the cover of Sports Illustrated a couple of weeks ago with the subtitle, let's all of America needs to love or give Tony Romo our unmitigated love, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I kind of felt
it's
like
December,
the Cowboys.
Dave.
The Cowboys start to just fade whenever all of their fans believe in them.
And it's
it's over with. I'm not even considering them no more. We're first. We're going
to
maintain that all the way through. We're going to the playoffs. Positive, optimistic. This game with Minnesota, 29-19, birds taken.
Okay.
29,
JR,
huh?
You.
Not even 30.
Thank you for the call, Jerry. We take a look at the Eagles practicing indoors today as 3 to 5 inches of snow on the ground here in South Philadelphia. LeSean McCoy going through the practice. Tuesday, a light practice. Get the legs moving. Get everybody.
Get the blood flowing.
Yeah, get that swelling out from Sunday's game. And McCoy saying on Monday that he felt great, that being tackled in the snow is like falling into a bed of pillows.
That's awesome.
Let's go.
That's true.
Fort Lauderdale. Let's go to Shannon in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Shannon.
5 down, 2 to go, Dave, but just throw in the last game because it's going to happen anyway, man. I said it from the beginning. Dave and Adam.
What's up?
Let me tell you, that Sunday game, I said this, man. I think we have one of the smartest coaches in the NFL. Of course, he has a supporting staff. We have smart coaches, I should say. I think that game, we outsmarted the Detroit Lions, man.
Well, hey, Shannon, before we get into that, give me your score.
Oh, the score is going to be lovely. A blowout. 35-12. They're not even going to get a touchdown.
Thank you for the
field
call.
Goals.
Okay. You know, I certainly agree with Shannon on this one. The Eagles coaching staff did a terrific job adjusting. We've talked about that. And they've done a great job all season reaching this team, keeping it focused, and that's going to be needed this week. How do the Eagles handle prosperity with an 8-5 record?
Fair point.
First place in the NFC East in mid-December. 3 games to go. the Eagles control their fate. We're going to come back here. Eagles Live returns in just one moment.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more champion! One more championship! Let's go!
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Happy holidays, Eagles fans.
Reminder, Nick Foles, DeSean Jackson, meet the media at about 1:15 after the Eagles conclude practice today. We'll have that for you, of course, live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We take some phone calls here, and then we get into the coordinators, Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis, meeting the media a short time ago. Chris in Virginia joins us now, though. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Adam?
What's up, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good. What an unbelievable game to be at on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, you have fun?
Oh, yeah, me and the Thompson, we had a blast.
That's great.
Hopefully you got pictures to take home with it.
Oh, yeah, we got a bunch of pictures. Awesome. I got a minute-long clip at the end of the game of everybody going nuts with fireworks.
Nice.
Great. Nice. So, yeah, just I like how this team is playing, man. It was a team win. You know, every special team kind of had a down day, but with snow conditions, understandable, the offense and defense kind of helped them out.
Chris, let me ask you a question. As a long-time listener to the show, what's the season been like for you? What's the ride been like for you this season?
You know what? It's been up and down. I mean, the way the first, you know, half of the first game of the season started with the bang, I mean, you kind of expected one thing, but then with the three-game loss, the streak kind of, you know, didn't know what you had, but then won two in a row, was feeling good. After the two performances to the Dallas and Giants, was kind of feeling down, but kind of now, man, you know, I like how it's a team. Everybody's bringing together, and there's no – I feel like the past couple of years there might have been a couple of individuals here, but I kind of feel like there's really nobody talking about themselves, more all about team.
Yep, it has been that way, and they've played like a team. Chris, give us a prediction for Sunday.
I'm going big one this week. I think the defense is going to get a touchdown here. I'm going to go 42-14. Let's go, Bert. You guys have a great Eagles day.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. 42-14,
I can
Adam.
See it.
Where are you leaning for this game?
Big, Eagles big.
Big. Really.
Now, you and I have sat at this desk for a couple of years, and every time I would say it, wouldn't happen. This team takes care of business. That is the difference between this team and previous years. Now, they got to do it on Sunday. We'll see what happens. But I feel strongly there's going to be a great game plan, and they'll execute. Because I'll tell you, the coaching here and the respect the players have for the coaches is obvious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly just approaching this like, let's just go out and win the football game.
I understand. Yeah.
I'm not getting ahead of myself here. Dan in California joins us on Eagles Live. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Adam.
How are you?
Doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
We're great. What's up?
I'm excited. I can't remember the last time I saw a five-game win streak.
It would be 2009 would be the last five-game win streak.
2009.
Yes, sir. Do you have a prediction for Sunday, Dan?
I'm going to say it'll probably be a blowout. I'm going to say 31-15.
31. Thank you, Dan. 31-15. That would be 5 field goals and 0 touchdowns. What's your biggest concern with the Vikings game, Adam?
Just not getting off to a good start. Letting the Vikings crowd, you asked me about the crowd. It is loud in there. I've been there a couple times. And let's say something crazy happens. How do they respond? That's all. But the thing I liked this past Sunday was a good sign. The Eagles really reacted well in the second half being down.
Yeah, like if the Eagles play with urgency, mm-hmm. I mean this should be a game that you go.
This
and take
is
care
and a terrible loss for the Vikings. A terrible loss. Speaking of urgency, they've got to be like
Baltimore.
Yeah. What a bad loss. And we saw this here with the Eagles last year. They'd find ways to lose. The Vikings are finding insane ways to lose. So many things going wrong.
I want to, before we get to Paul in North Carolina, I'd like to get a little bit of time with you here talking about the NFC East. Because
yes.
As we move forward here, this is an NFC East that is really bad right now. How bad is it in Washington? How bad is it in Dallas? And tell me about New York.
Okay, let's start with the Redskins. Is that okay? We'll start there. It's team turmoil. Every report coming out about, Shanahan wants out, and the owner loves RG3 too much. It's an absolute mess. These things happen when the team absolutely underachieves, and Mike Shanahan has only had one winning season in Washington, only two over his last 10 years as a head coach. It's been bad. When it's bad, it's bad. We know this from being here. It's bad. So the Redskins are absolutely brutal. They can't do anything right. They're bad on offense and defense. Redskins stink. What else do you want me to tell you?
The Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones talking about changing personnel, changing scheme, taking chances on defense. When your owner's talking like that, that is not necessarily well-received
in
the locker room.
But I admire Jerry Jones as an owner. He's so unbelievably supportive with money. He'll spend any kind of money to develop players. But the problem is you don't win through free agency. Winning through free agency doesn't work. They've done a lot of bad contracts in recent years. The coaching staff, you have to wonder if they're going to be back. And the mistakes that they're making on defense, it's amazing. The high draft picks, the money they spent, they don't tackle well. They don't cover well. They've had a lot of injuries. And that's the secret about this thing. We've talked about the Eagles, unbelievably healthy in December. You look at the Giants. They've had terrible problems at cornerback with injuries. The Cowboys have had all sorts of injuries on defense. And the Redskins, they can't complain so much about injuries, just bad coaching, all sorts of problems.
For the Giants, is this just a one-year thing and then they come back, bounce back next year?
Nope. I think they're too old. I think they've gotten old like the Steelers. High 20s, early 30s kind of team, and you got to get younger. JPP, what has happened to him? Jason Pierre-Paul is just completely gone off here. A very talented player, too many injuries. You're concerned about that. They don't rush the passer well. Their offensive line's been hurt by injury. Running back, they're going through 4 running backs. Can't get it done. Eli's not having a good year.
So in terms of stability, it starts in the NFC.
That is the word. That is the buzzword. For success in the National Football League. Stability. Look at the Eagles' offensive line. No one misses any time. Look at all three of those other teams, Dave.
Knocking
That's the
wood.
Bottom line. You're right.
All right. Paul in North Carolina joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Paul. Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey. So my thing is in the fourth quarter, how it's been close games. And with the running game, I figure the offense is kind of spread when they're taking the ball and letting McCoy burn the clock down. I was thinking, maybe they could bring the line up, the formation closer together, maybe add tight ends, Selleck and Ertz on the line to help, block so that McCoy has a better chance of getting to that first down marker.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. No, it's a good point. And I'll tell you what, the second half was the best point about this with the running game talk about hitting the first yard marker. The direction of the running game changed in that second half. It's amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. If you look at the Detroit game, I mean, that's what we did. And look at all the yards and quick.
Yep. No, it was great. Paul, that's a good point, man. No, you're absolutely – the design of the running game was tremendous. Yeah. No question about it.
Hey, give me a prediction, Paul.
I'm going to go 34-17.
Great. All right. Paul, thank you for the phone call. We're going to throw it now to Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator. Before we do that, some good numbers for you. The Eagles in the shotgun year to date. 89.3% of their snaps. Under center, 10.1% of their snaps. In the pistol, 0.6. Against Detroit, 54.4% of their snaps in shotgun, 45.6% of their snaps under center, and they took none with the pistol formation. So you talk about adjustments. There's your biggest adjustment right there.
Good stuff. Those stats courtesy of our friends at Stats Ice. We really appreciate that. Those, yeah. That's good. Wow, yeah. 54%. Yeah. I didn't know that in the last game.
Yeah, so they really, really made a very, very serious adjustment, and it worked tremendously. Yep. We hear now from Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator, who met the media this morning.
Tell you what, being involved playing and coaching for almost 40 years, most of those years in the North, that's the first time I was ever a part of a game where the guys were playing in ankle-high snow. And I thought the elements were a factor, you know, and at least offensively it took us a minute, but we found a way to overcome the elements and score enough points to win. I'd also like to make the point that Brent Celek's play at the end of the game was truly unselfish on his part. You know, he was smart enough to know. The guys went on the field knowing if we scored it, or if we got a first down, then we would be able to kneel and end the game. And so what Brent did was very unselfish. He could have scored there, which would have made it 20 points. But what he did was he didn't expose his defensive teammates to injury by having to go out there and play some more. And so that's what you're trying to do, is win the game. So it was very unselfish. I guess if he was on your fantasy team, right, or you're crunching the numbers on red zone efficiency, because we did take a knee in the red zone, that would bother you, but I thought it was unselfish. So, that being said, we're on to the Vikings. And that's really the message to the team. You know, there's nothing really in our sights other than playing Minnesota. And our guys have done it and displayed to us in the last few weeks that they can do it. So it's just hit the reset button and let's go.
All right, that is Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator. What about the defense? Well, Bill Davis talks to the media from earlier today.
Like in the booth on Sunday?
It was a little warm. Got a little toasty up there. The still shots were almost impossible to look at because it was whited out. You could see a little bit. You could see alignments, but you weren't positive of what was happening. Well, I think our players, and it really comes back to our equipment staff, did a great job, and I think they're kind of overlooked. They did a great job of helping the players get the right cleats. It's not necessarily the longest cleats. It's the right cleats as the inches were piling up, things were changing constantly. Then it wasn't coming down on us. And how were the conditions changing? And our equipment guys did a great job helping the players. And then the players adjusted. You know, we did a lot of communication with the secondary in particular about, you know, what's the footing like? What coverages are you feeling more comfortable with? How is pressing them? How do you feel when you press them? How do you feel when you're off? So all those things factor in when the weather's like that. We prepare like everybody's healthy. We prepare that all people that are in question, we don't know they are healthy, we're going to get their best, all of them are up, and we're going to prepare that way. And then we'll adjust as the week goes on, as we get in more information, just like we would during a game, Merrill. If something happened to one of those guys during the game, we would adjust accordingly, like we did in this game when all of a sudden at the last minute Reggie Bush wasn't up. So you just kind of prepare for all of them and then adjust as you go.
All right, we've covered it all here. Make sure you stay tuned at about 1:15. Nick Foles, DeSean Jackson, meet the media. And then for those of you who have followed us on Twitter, at Eagles Shows on Twitter, we've gone over the 2,000 mark in followers. So tomorrow, as we do each time we hit the 1,000 mark, we'll give away a piece of autographed Eagles merchandise. We will announce that tomorrow.
Cool.
Do you follow at Eagles Shows?
I do.
Do you?
From day one.
You're the man.
See?
All right, Adam Kaplan.
Support.
Eagles, we thank you.
Sure.
ESPN NFL Insider, Adam Kaplan. I'm Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we will see you tomorrow. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.